National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and guess what? It's real estate time. I think that worked, but I need some feedback on that like little opener. You know, like I'm still looking for the opener. I'm looking at my producer Matthew, and he's like, "Yeah, you need a better opener." And so I need a couple of words that I can say that will really like just kind of help me. You know, gonna get the show started. I love being energetic, and I love talking about real estate investing, but I need those like three or four, maybe five words. So if you have any questions about just anything, get in touch, go to thinkrealty.com. Or if you have like some feedback about the four words that you would suggest that I can start maybe putting together, just get in touch with me and let me know. I think that'll be super, super helpful. But today's show is going to be fun. Let me tell you, I like talking about insurance and liability, and that's super critical. I was talking to my guest just before the show started, and you know, I pretty much told him, I'm like, you know what? I know I need insurance, and that's pretty much all that I know. And I feel like many real estate investors are in the same position, right? We think to ourselves, yeah, property insurance, of course. Yes, like we need it. It pretty much is like a one word yes answer, but we don't really understand the why and the what and the how it works and what types of coverages are right. So I do want to jump into, the conversation about that, because quite frankly, it's important. It's super, super important that we do and that we understand what we're even getting ourselves into. So I also want to let everybody know that today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Go ahead, search now at auction.com/thinkrealty. So let's go ahead and get the insurance conversation started with my friend Sean Bodel from National Real Estate Insurance Group. Sean, you with me?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming back again. I know the first time we had a conversation, we talked about property coverages, et cetera, and now we want to talk about liability coverages. And I appreciate you kind of, one, jumping on and spending your time, and then, two, helping me break down this sometimes intimidating, scary, convoluted topic of coverages and insurance, because I'm just like, you know, as I alluded to, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I need this. It makes sense. It's like oxygen, right? But yeah, how it works and why it exists and what I need and how much of it can be a little confusing. So as always, I have one question for you. Every time we get started on the show, you know what it is. You could be as dramatic as you want with your response. And that is, Sean, are you in a real state of mind?
I am always in a real state of mind, absolutely ready to rock.
Awesome. Sounds good. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Great. I am. My name is Sean Wodel. I'm the Senior Vice President of National Real Estate Insurance Group. National Real Estate Insurance Group, or NREG, is a national independent insurance agency licensed and active in all 50 states with a proprietary insurance program that we've named REI Guard, Real Estate Investor Guard. What REI Guard is an insurance program geared specifically for the residential real estate investor. So we have our program consists of coverages, property and liability, for portfolios of 1 to 4 family rental dwellings mainly, with the ability to do some outside underwriting for up to 10 units at a given location. But our niche market is 1 to 4s. What makes us unique is not so much what we do, more of how we do it. We work on monthly reporting with the ability to accommodate for a portfolio of locations through any phase of occupancy. So an investor can have occupied, renovations, vacant, combination of the three, fix and flips and buy and holds. And collectively, we build one master schedule and hope to drive down their property rates by leveraging their portfolio size with our underwriters.
Awesome. And I think for me, I would love to break down all of those different types of segments, right? Because we have the single family investor that's thinking to himself or herself, well, you know, gee whiz, this is what I have right now. What am I not thinking about that I should be thinking about? And then, of course, your bulk real estate investor that says, you know, hey, Sean, I've got, you know, 10, 20, 30 properties. What do I need to do? What do I need to do better? And what do I need to be thinking about? What's the best website that folks can reach you on? You have a specific email. You've got a specific website for both either the commercial guy or gal, or even the single family person.
Yeah, actually, you guys can reach me at Sean, Shawn at NREIG.com. And the website's the same, www.nreig.com.
Awesome. Sounds great. So where do you want to start? Because a lot of this is just, man, you know, it's like a handful, kind of a mouthful sometimes. And you know, let's start with that single family investor, right? Because that's one of the most important things that it's a good question I get from a lot of just single family investors is, where do I start with this stuff? And your basic ma and pa, what do I need to know?
You know, there's several things. I mean, and I'm coming fresh off of a couple of calls this morning where some of these questions are fresh in my mind. And it really depends on the type of investor, what their business model is. You know, I spoke to a gentleman this morning that has some renovation properties that are builder's risk type of locations, existing structures that need some betterments and improvements. And in looking at his declaration pages of his policy that he currently has and doing a comparison for him, you know, it's pretty easy to notice that builder's risk is a property-only form. So unless you're specifically requesting liability coverage to cover the premises, to be included on that builder's risk form, that's an exclusion off almost every builder's risk policy available to an investor. So a huge gap, meaning that if somebody were to slip and fall on the premises, or somebody breaks into the home and falls down the steps, even if they're trespassing and they file a lawsuit, if there's no liability coverage enforced, that's an exclusion, and it's out-of-pocket cost to the investor to make that injured party whole again. So just equally or more important to the property coverage is the liability side. It's something that usually a lot of agents and even carriers tend to shy away from. It's not something that they want to talk about because it's a very gray area. But by the way, it's probably the most vital for an investor to consider. Reason being is I've seen the liability loss sink many companies faster than any property claim will, or any kind of property loss.
Take for example,
Abby, if you purchase a property for $5,000 or $10,000, you know, we've got investors that are large enough or have established enough in their own crews that, you know what, they'll take that risk. If that property that they picked up for 10 grand burns to the ground, then okay, they'll cut their losses and they'll move on. So they self-insure that property piece. However, the one thing that we always say is if you have liability interest in the property for an hour, if you're wholesaling the deal, purchase liability coverage for the time that you have ownership interest in the property and exposure there. Okay, and working with a monthly reporting firm like REI Guard or through National Real Estate Insurance Group, it's a monthly cost of around $8 or $10 a month for $1 million of coverage, because liability has a tail on it, right? So rather than simply being, hey, the property burns to the ground, you know, when the wind blows, mm-hmm. you know, liability can go back 2 years. So you think your business is going along fine, and then all of a sudden you get a certified letter in the mail from an attorney saying that, you know, Jane Doe slipped on your property when you owned it for that week 2 years ago, and now they're suing you. So it's the unexpected. It's the fact that if you're not covered correctly, it can cost you millions, literally, and can cost you your business. And that's why it's so critical to have not only liability coverage, but the correct type of coverage.
And that's a conversation piece that I feel we're just getting warmed up to have on today's show. It's super, super important. Like Sean is saying, Think Realty Nation, if you don't have the right type of coverage, you're pretty much going to sink. And that's not a cool thing. Get in touch with Sean and his team at nreig.com. That's nreig.com. And I get it. You know, if I were you, I would have questions too. Get in touch with me. Head on over to thinkrealty.com. And just so you know, and I've said it once before, today's show is brought to you by auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at auction.com/thinkrealty. And it's cool. Believe me, you need to have the right deals, and auction.com has them for you. Got questions for me? ThinkRealty.com is where I live, and pretty much everywhere on social at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with my guest, Sean Wodel from NREG.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors. Struggling to find the right rental properties? Home Invest has the hidden deals. Here's the process. Shop online to find the right property. Use a 1031 exchange, IRA, or cash to complete the purchase. Home Invest coordinates contractors for renovations and property managers for renting, so your rental income will be auto-paid to your bank account. Finding the right rental property has never been easier. Visit homeinvest.com/think to find your next hidden deal. That's homeinvest.com/think.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and guess what? We're back. We're talking insurance, we're talking liability, we're talking about protecting your assets so that you are not in any jeopardizing position. My guest today is Sean Wodel, Senior Vice President of the National Real Estate Insurance Group, NREIG.com. That's NREIG.com. And Sean, there's a lot to talk about here, right? I know before the break, I feel like we're just getting warmed up on some of these topics. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the top mistakes that you are finding real estate investors make regarding insurance? Is it not doing enough background research on the company? Is it not doing enough homework on what they need? What are some of these things? If you can talk through that with me.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. And I would tell you that the biggest mistake we see in knowing, you know, the National Real Estate Insurance Group and our REI Guard program, you know, the average investor in our program carries between 5 and 10 locations. So we're very much on the front end with investors, and that's what we want to do. We want to work with them as their portfolio grows from the start and educate them to try to avoid any of these issues happening. But the biggest mistake, Avi, that I see investors making, I mean, weekly, is not doing their due diligence on a property prior to agreeing to purchase it. You know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, that wasn't a big deal because you could, you know, an investor could go and pick up a new property and go to pretty much any company, buy coverage, pay a rate, and have coverage for a year, you know, with a few caveats, maybe with an inspection, something like that. However, the market's changed very much, and insurance companies are all like Big Brother, and they're sharing information. So if you as an investor that are picking up a location that maybe is not in your backyard and you don't know much about the area, if you're not doing your due diligence and going a step further and trying to find out what kind of claims history or loss history that property's had, the insurance company will. And they're going to go back and typically they're going to have 30 to 60 days to go back and uncover additional information to help with their underwriting piece. And if they find out that, you know, you didn't let them know about maybe some flood occurrences that had happened or fires or existing damage that the property is not repaired, they can do a couple of things. They can change your terms very drastically compared to what you purchased or agreed to. They can increase your cost substantially, or they can just flat out cancel your coverage altogether.
That's a problem. I didn't know that would actually happen, right? On the due diligence piece, if you're not doing that properly, and if the insurance company says, oh, we found something a little finicky, this is not what we agreed to, we're pulling our coverage.
Correct. Yeah, and it happens more often than you might realize. And, you know, there's a couple of things that an investor can do to kind of get around that or to avoid that from happening. If they're purchasing a property or a portfolio of properties from another investor, then they want to request that a hard copy loss run report. And what that's going to do is going to give you the loss history at the locations that they're purchasing from the current carrier that the investor has got them insured with. So it gives them the snapshot of the area or of the property's history. If you're buying it from a homeowner, then you need to get a clue report, a comprehensive loss underwriting exchange report. And you can do that through some data companies and things like that, like a LexisNexis, something like that. It's usually $10 or $15 a report. But doing that and gathering that information will give you a good idea if it's a property that you really want to make an offer on and dive into or not.
So what's included in the clue report on, say, the individual and then the loss run report? Like, what are some of these things? If I order these reports and I get these reports, what am I looking at as a real estate investor to determine if the property that I'm buying makes sense?
Sure. So you're going to look at a couple of things, hopefully, of frequency as well as severity on both your property and your liability occurrences. You want to look at the types of loss because act of God, like a lightning strike or a tornado or a windstorm, is considered or rated very differently than ones that are controllable. So what you really want to concern yourself with are controllable losses. arsons, water damage, which could be frozen and burst pipes, theft coverage, things that insurance companies just want to run the other direction from because they don't want to cover them. You want to look at the type of, the date of loss, because typically carriers look at 3 to 5 year history if they can get it. You want to look at the amount of the payout of the loss, so how severe it was, the deductible that the actual insured had at the time of loss. They know how much kind of they were self-insuring. If the loss is open or closed, meaning if it's still open for additional payout to be had, which is very common on liability losses, those usually stretch out 2-3 years sometimes because of the lawsuits that come with them, and what the reserve amount is. So if the loss is still open, let's just take a slip and fall. Let's say a liability instance happened at one of the properties. There's a slip and fall where there is a personal injury. Maybe the carrier already has $25,000 invested into it between defense costs and medical payments up to this point. If that claim is still open and listed on the loss runs as open with a reserve amount set of maybe another $100,000, you've got a pretty severe instance going on that could greatly affect the liability cost that the new buyer is going to pay because of that instance.
Interesting. So it's not just the due diligence on whether or not it's a good buy, right? Because I would look at, say, crime in the area and then overall vacancy and all the stuff, say, for example, if it's a single family rental. But you're saying look at the clue reports and the loss run reports for additional detail on claims, et cetera, because that's also what the insurance companies are looking at. So the insurance companies then, when they look at these things, when they look at their own reports, what kind of triggers a red flag for them? Is it too many claims against a specific property for X number of reasons? Are they looking at the same thing that I would as an investor?
A little bit of both. So okay. Frequency is huge for most carriers, and every carrier has a different appetite, right? So, I deal with more, outside of our REI Guard program, we're contracted with more than 200 different carriers and programs. All of them have different appetites. Some of them look at severity worse than frequency. Majority look at frequency more than severity. So if you see a pattern, if you see 4 or 5 thefts occurring at the given location, probably a pretty good idea of what the area is, right? And they may not want to extend coverage there because they don't want to look at it as buying claims. But you could also look at it as an arson claim, right? A disgruntled tenant or someone breaks into the home that was vacant and burns the place down, and it's an arson and it's a severe loss. Then yeah, they're equally as important to many carriers.
Gotcha. So I'm going to make sure I start pulling these reports. that's just why not? And what's the best way that I can get them? Is that through you guys? Is that something that you can help me order?
Unfortunately, it's not. Now, if you're purchasing the properties from another investor, then yep. Go to that investor to the seller and have them provide you with a loss run report. Okay, they'll get that from their existing carrier. Those usually take 3 to 5 days to get back. So a lot of the times those carriers take a little bit of time to pull those and send them over, depending on who they're with. If they're purchasing those from a homeowner, then they would need to go through like a third-party company like a LexisNexis, which is just a data collecting company out of Centerville, Ohio. I know them really well because I started my career in Cincinnati, so I would refer people to them to pull those reports if they needed them. And it just says anybody that has ownership interest in the property has the ability to purchase that report to get a good idea of what's happened there at the location. So either one of those will work. If you're purchasing a portfolio of properties from a bank, like an REO type deal, it becomes a little more difficult because you don't always have those kinds of records.
Yeah.
So some carriers will just not offer coverage at all because of that, or they'll alter the terms until they get a better idea of what they're insuring, right? They may want to limit it to basic form coverage or surcharge the property rate for a period of 12 months until they get a their own background, their own, history with the portfolio.
Gotcha. I do have a really important question for you, though, but
sure.
It's going to have to come after the break. So Think Realty Nation, listen, you need the right type of insurance products for your property. Believe me, if you don't have it, you're just, you're behind the eight ball, not even a little bit, but a lot. Get in touch with Sean and his team, the National Real Estate Insurance Group. Wow. I need to work on that. National Real Estate Insurance Group, and check out their REI Guard product. Head on over to nreig.com. That's nreig.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com and or find me anywhere online. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Thank Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm Abby. We're dialed in. You're listening to the soothing sound of my voice talking about insurance with my guest, Sean Wodel, Senior Vice President of National Real Estate Insurance Group. Find out more about him and his team. We got questions for him throughout the show. I get it. Email him at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at nreg.com. That's N-R-E-I-G. Sean at nreg.com. And here's his personal cell phone number. Totally kidding, Sean. I'm not going to do that to you.
Appreciate that.
Otherwise, I think you'd just get hundreds of thousands of phone calls immediately. They'd be like, are you kidding? So before the break, Sean, we were talking a little bit about the reports that investors can run to learn more about just claims filed against properties, et cetera. And what if let's say I'm interested in buying a single family rental or maybe three or four of them from an investor. And I ask the investor for the loss run report, the investor being the seller of these three or four properties. And the investor says, no, I'm not going to provide them to you. Should that be a red flag for me as somebody that is a buyer?
It certainly could be. So it could be one of a couple of things. I mean, obviously, it could be that the seller doesn't have coverage currently in force, which raises a whole new other set of issues, right? You don't know what you're walking into in terms of existing damage that maybe at the home that maybe they haven't fixed, or liability instances you could potentially be drug into that are existing. But by all means, it could mean that there's a frequency issue, a severity issue, or both. And they're trying to get out from under those properties quickly and hoping to find somebody to purchase those without doing their due diligence.
So that could also, I mean, when I'm buying these reports, then I get an understanding of what the investor has claimed they fixed but may not have done such a good job. So this is kind of giving you an x-ray look into the house instead of having a contractor come out. I mean, you need the contractor to come out in any way and do a thorough inspection. But this is like Superman, right? Like you have total x-ray power into the house and you're looking into what's been filed, what's not, et cetera. And I think that's pretty cool. How do you guys at NREG kind of treat that situation?
Yeah, so we're a little bit different. It's because of how our program was built originally. I mean, it goes back nearly 20 years. It goes back to renovators insurance, where we were catering to the needs of guys and girls that were doing fix and flips and needed short-term coverage that the industry just simply wasn't responding to. So we developed our program originally for those individuals. And over the last 20 years, it's just grown kind of into this monster that can accommodate for a portfolio through any phase of occupancy. But understanding and knowing their needs and knowing that they needed quick coverage, they were typically at the closing table and, hey, Sean, I need coverage for 123 Main Street. Well, at that point, what we needed to do was respond quickly to be able to accommodate for their needs. So as opposed to wanting to request loss runs and wait on loss runs for 3 to 5 days and hold up closing, what we did is we done a couple of things. Originally, we developed what we felt were fair and stable rates to offset the risk we were taking on. And the reason we could do that is because we were all real estate investors ourselves and knew the market and knew what the risk was. It's worked very well. We actually have not had an across-the-board rate increase in over 10 years now. So I think we did it pretty well. And secondly, what we did is we started working with a company called RentFacts, which I know you've had on the program before.
Absolutely.
And RentFacts is a phenomenal tool for us. What it does is really gives a credit score for the property for anybody that doesn't know. So it scores the property between 1 and 100 against other locations in the immediate area and against the national average. And then based on how that location scores, gives us as the insurance agent that's communicating with your insurance company a really good snapshot of how good the area is and what they can expect to see in terms of controllable losses. And by the way, every location that we bid on the insurance on and try to advise our investors on coverages, we provide them with that RentFacts score so they get a good idea of the area as well.
Yeah, I think RentFacts, I mean, the overall tool for RentFacts, I think, is really, really special and cool. Like, I haven't seen any other tool out there that digs into that much detail about a specific property, about a specific area. And it's good, like, actionable intel as well. It's not, you know, it's not just surface level stuff that you find by doing a simple Google search or something on any other platform. It's really, really in-depth. So check it out at RentFacts.com and give them a little shout-out as well. So I'm 110% with you. So we have to do the right type of research, and we have to make sure that we do the due diligence, not only on the property, but then I feel like this is on the property and then even inside the property, right? This is like your X-ray vision type of thing.
Sure.
You mentioned monthly reporting maybe a little while ago. Help me understand what NREG does in terms of monthly reporting and why that's valuable to me as an investor.
You know, it's rare, first of all, in our field and kind of our niche piece of the market. And the reason being is because investment properties, whether they're vacant, undergoing renovation, or occupied by a tenant, are considered much higher risk by the insurance industry than homeowners or, you know, a homeowner's product, something like that. Just think about your tenant, is more likely to burn your home down than you are. So oftentimes insurance companies, in an effort to offset the additional risks they feel they're taking on by offering insurance on these properties, are going to do a few things, you know, increase their rate substantially sometimes to collect enough premium, assign hefty minimum earned premium clauses, meaning that at the inception of coverage, you know, regardless of when you flip that property, you're buying 12 months of coverage. You pay for 12 months of coverage. If you flip it 3 months in, that's great. We'll cancel the coverage, but we're not going to give you any refund for unused premium. Okay. And, you know, they charge you 12 months up front for the entire amount of money that you're going to have into that property. So builders risk forms are unique in the respect that most of them have coverage being limited to invested capital at the time of loss, meaning that you're going to be limited to whatever you've got into that property. So think about insuring the property or purchasing the property for $50,000 with the intention of putting the $200,000 into it. Your insurance company, most of them are going to require you to insure the property to $250,000 from day one that you begin coverage, which is great. However, if that property burns to the ground day two, day three, day 20, whatever you've got into that property at that day is the maximum you're going to recover following that loss. So you're not going to profit from it. So if you're insuring and paying for $250,000 of coverage, but you've got $70,000 into the property at the time that it burns, the most you're going to recover is $70,000. So working with an insurance program that works on monthly reporting like NREG and REI Guard allows you the flexibility to increase your building values as you allocate additional resources to that property. So you're never over-insuring for coverage that you don't need, that you're never going to have the ability to recover or don't need. And the ability to go back and forth between your varying phases of occupancy. So occupied location, obviously you're going to get the most aggressive rate. You've got a tenant in there full-time. Hopefully deters all the kind of theft and nonsense that comes with some of the higher risk locations like renovation and vacant. Renovation, you got a little bit of a bump because, you know, people are in and out of there, but you've got some downtime where there's no one there. And then vacant's going to be assigned to the highest rate, usually boarded up and secured, which are looked at very differently from one that's maybe vacant on the market to sell. But, you know, obviously you've got some boarded up, you've got some additional exposures there that may increase your rate slightly. But again, another advantage of monthly reporting is because you're breaking that cost up monthly, even a 10 or 15 or 20% increase between an occupied and a renovation property may only be a few dollars per month.
So we're headed into another break before we come back to the home run segment. So I want to know, this is the question I'm going to ask you, what types of policies then should I be really paying attention to as an investor in both single family, multifamily, and even bulk single family? So I'm going to ask you about umbrella policies that will benefit me, et cetera. So we're coming right back. Think Realty Nation, you have questions about insurance, and quite frankly, you should, especially after hearing what Sean has to say. Like I would. So get in touch. The best way to do that is to email him directly at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at nreig.com, nreig.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com or find me pretty much anywhere on social. I'm like all over the place. And make sure you also pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine at your Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Struggling to find the right rental properties? Home Invest has the hidden deals. Here's the process. Shop online to find the right property. Use a 1031 exchange, IRA, or cash to complete the purchase.
Home Invest coordinates contractors for renovations and property managers for renting, so your rental income will be auto-paid to your bank account. Finding the right rental property has never been easier. Visit homeinvest.com/think to find your next hidden deal. That's homeinvest.com/think.
Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buy HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now.
What is your return on life? Do you struggle with investing for a safe return? Is finding a genuinely passive investment proving difficult? American Real Estate Investments specializes in passive income real estate investing through single-family rentals, private money lending, and international vacation rental properties. Visit us at areiusa.com or call 888-323-2734 to speak with an investment coordinator. American Real Estate Investments, making it easy to build wealth through real estate.
Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and it's the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of the radio show where we talk about what really matters to you and give you the ultimate juice that you need to rock and roll with, in this case, your liability insurance and what you got to do. So get in touch with Sean from NREG, NREIG.com. See what type of insurance solutions they can provide that makes sense for you. And so, Sean, I know I had a question for you before we went to break, and now that we've come back, the question is, what kind of policies do I need then? What's the right type of insurance for me?
I'll answer it best I can, but first things first, I would say, as an investor that's purchasing coverage on an investment property, the only type of policy you should even consider is a commercial lines policy. One of the most common other mistakes that I see investors make, especially starting off, is they go to their local agent that maybe has their home and auto policies and says, hey, I'm picking up a location here as an investment property, and the agent maybe not knowing any better because they don't specialize in commercial lines and understand the risk associated with investment properties, agrees to add that investment property to their existing homeowner's policy, whether it be the property coverage, the liability, or both. Most common what you see is liability. And they may add that investment property to their personal lines liability policy. And usually to an investor, it looks like a great option because it's usually $15-$20 a year sometimes. It's very inexpensive. But the reason for that is because there's a lot of gaps in those personal lines liability policies that can harm you as an investor. And you really have to consider with insurance that cheaper is never better. So you always get what you pay for. And the reason I say that, you know, specifically on the liability side is think about a couple of exclusions on personal lines liability policy that can harm an investor. The most common one that I'd want to point out and focus some time on is pollution coverage. So on a personal lines liability policy that's geared for an owner-occupied location, really not a lot of reason to have that pollution coverage on that policy. However, on an investment property, it's vital because you have, you know, pollution on investment on a liability policy for an investor gives you coverage for carbon monoxide coverage or any pollutant that emanates from a heating source inside the home. So if you were to have a tenant get sick or worse from carbon monoxide poisoning, there's a great chance that if you're insured incorrectly, you have no coverage on that, right? So, which, as you can imagine, is going to get extremely expensive very quick for a wrongful death suit, something like that. So you really get what you pay for, and yeah, you're going to pay more on a commercial lines liability policy, but it's the only way to protect your assets.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have questions for you, and we definitely need you back on the show because I feel like this is just absolutely critical info. So we went through the right type of policies. Totally makes sense. Talk to me about umbrella policies, right? I might be somebody that has 20, 30, 40, 50 single-family rentals under my belt. What do I need to know in terms of umbrella policies?
First thing you need to know is that an umbrella policy or just umbrella in general is probably the most overused term in the insurance industry and very misunderstood. So umbrellas are not magic bullets. They're not policies that catch anything. It does not replace the need for a property or primary liability policy. What an umbrella policy does is will provide you additional limits of liability coverage above and beyond whatever your primary liability policy provides you with. So let's take our program, for example, REI Guard. We give our investors $1 million per occurrence with a $2 million what's called policy aggregate limit for an annual 12 months of coverage that resets to a new limit every year. Okay. So think of a major slip and fall, a personal injury, a wrongful death. You'd have up to $1 million per occurrence to settle that loss and make the injured party whole again. But if you have that one occurrence, that eats up that $1 million, you still have $1 million left on that annual aggregate to settle any other losses that potentially come up later throughout that policy term. Many investors say that's fine. $1 million, $2 million limits more than enough for me. However, an umbrella would provide you with additional liability limits above that. So as your portfolio grows, as your exposure increases, as you have LLCs in your name attached to multiple locations, many investors choose to go with an umbrella. And what that would do is just, hey, if you have $1 million of coverage per occurrence and you want to purchase a $5 million umbrella, it would essentially give you $6 million per occurrence for any kind of wrongful death or personal injury loss that could happen on site. Okay. Another advantage of an umbrella is the ability to go over multiple lines of coverage. So in addition to maybe extending your liability coverage to each one of your investment properties, if you also have professional liability needs, if you're a property manager, or if you're a licensed real estate agent and have a professional liability need, if you have employees with workers' comp or whatever the case is, an umbrella can actually incorporate additional layers of liability or provide those for you over multiple lines of coverage. So they're very cost effective. They're an easy way to garner additional liability limits to what you currently have.
Gotcha. And I also realized too is you don't only have coverage for residential, right? You have landlord guard as well. You have PM guard, turnkey guard, lender guard, commercial guard. Can you talk to some of those pieces? Because I feel like that's super, super crucial as well. I might be a single family investor, but then realize, holy cow, you know, there's so much more to this real estate world. If you can touch on some of those things, because I think that would be really awesome for our listeners to hear.
Yeah, think of REI Guard really as the catch-all. It's kind of our big program that really encompasses all lines of our corner of the market, right? But then we also have kind of hashed out or carved out different specific niches, like the landlord guard that you mentioned, or lender guard for, you know, one of the other companies that our company or our parent company, Affinity Worldwide, owns is the American Association of Private Lenders. So providing a product for lender guard for kind of a force-placed alternative was necessary. So we did that as well. PM guard is geared for our property management client. You know, we have some large property management companies that, as part of their contract with their investors, many of which would be passive investors in other parts of the country, then where they're investing is they handle the insurance. So we can actually build a master schedule for a property management company, as opposed to having to go to each individual investor and kind of cut out the middleman and have the PM be our point of contact and assist with their insurance. And then turnkey guard is pretty unique in the respect that every turnkey operation is a little bit different, and we can build actually pillars within that turnkey operation to where for the time that they have interest in the property, then we can insure it. Which if they decide during the turnkey operation that they stay on as the management company, we can pass them along to their management schedule as well and offer that coverage through any phase of their turnkey exposure.
So REI Guard is a catch-all. I like that.
It is.
I like that. So that's like the home for you guys. That's where you spend a lot of your time and pretty much consulting with your investors and saying, this, what exactly is it that you need? Head on over to REI Guard. That makes sense.
Totally. And understanding that each one of those guards have some different criteria, right? So maybe for a landlord guard, maybe it's an investor that only invests in their backyard, right? Takes on a higher deductible because they can do so. They're an established investor that maybe has a portfolio of more than 25 locations. Well, for that, you know, we look to go to our underwriters with our program and leverage their portfolio size to be able to credit their property rates and get them the absolute best coverage and price we can. And we've got a specific landlord guard product to be able to do that in each one of those. But as an investor starts off, maybe they start off in REI guard, and as their portfolio grows, maybe they slide into one of our other guards and reap some of the benefits from growing with us.
I love it. Absolutely, absolutely love it. Think Realty Nation, listen, you're going to have questions for Sean, and the best way to do that, just get in touch with him. I mean, you know, he's human, you're human, I'm human. We're all here to help you get better in your real estate investing world and your game and help you take it up to that next level that you want to be at. So get in touch with him and his team. You can email him directly, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at nreig.com, N-R-E-I-G.com. Check out some of the platforms and the solutions that he has that you need. Believe me, you need this stuff. Got questions for me? Get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. And Sean, that's the show. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Look forward to the next one.
Awesome. Think Realty listeners, that's a wrap for today. Again, got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Find me on Instagram, pretty much anywhere on social, at Abhi Golhar. We have a magazine. Believe me, we have a magazine. It's also called Think Realty. Pick it up at Barnes & Noble. And also remember that today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at auction.com/thinkrealty. Until next time, happy investing, y'all.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Biz Talk Radio.